The Week That Was with Gaundy and Maz. Overcoming challenges seem to be a bit of a theme this week, and it all began with comedian Merrick Watts joining us to discuss his role on new TV show SAS Australia.
Merrick Watts, all I have seen of you on the promo for this show is falling backwards out of a helicopter into water, and it looks so terrifying, and I thought you were a massive wuss, so I can't even believbelieve that you went on this show.
Thanks for the vote of confidence, Maz. Look, to be honest, going 15 metres at the back of a helicopter, nowhere near the hardest thing that you're asked to do. Like, shortly after that, you get to see me fight toe-to-toe with Mitchell Johnson, the fast-bowling cricketer from the Australian team, and he punches my brain in. And in the first episode, I've got a busted rib and slight brain damage.
I've got a confession to make. I was approached to do this show late last year. I really thought about it, and my biggest thing was the filming schedule was around my son's first birthday, and I was like, I really want to do this for me, but I just cannot justify missing his first birthday. But
see, unlike you, Maz, I don't have endless excuses.
Having already denied one challenge, Maz couldn't escape another, and she reluctantly agreed to try out some of our listeners' favourite pastime, shower sitting.
Beck from the Riverina, good morning.
Are you for or against sitting in the shower?
I am totally for sitting in the shower. Yep. Definitely, like, after a long day at work, you go in with a beer and you sit down in the shower.
Yes, I've been there and I've done that.
Oh, it's a very strange concept for me to get my head around. Kath has called through. What's your take on sitting in the shower?
I've got to say I'm with you, Maz. Broken and wrong.
It's wrong.
It's broken.
And wrong.
Flash from Port Macquarie, you've taken it to a whole new level, Flash.
Hey, buddy.
We developed a shower system whereby we increased the hole in the wall, like where you used to put your soap, so it could take about 6 beers and put some ice in there. We had a bench seat, and we had a hammock in there at one stage too.
Now that Maz was sticking her neck out, Gaundy needed some self-development too. I'm just not sure he's going to get it from any of us.
How would you describe my neck?
That is a very strange question.
If I asked you to describe my neck, well, how would you describe it to people that have never seen my neck?
Like, it's chunky.
Chunky neck.
Well, you don't look like... The wrong word.
Chunky, you're going with chunky, are
well,
you?
Well, you've got a footballer's neck.
Footballer's neck.
Like, it's thick, stocky, strong.
Strong neck.
Got a strong neck.
Okay, I'll take strong. The other word's not so much.
There's not a lot of girth there, but you're wider than you are.
This is not good.
You ask.
Our next guest, get it? Comedian Will Anderson joined us to chat about life as a stand-up comedian during COVID.
Will, I did read this week that you said you sort of left radio at the wrong time. It's great to have you back on the air. And do you feel that you left radio end of last year at the wrong time?
I mean, I left at the end of last year to live tour for this entire year. Because here's the thing. You're asking 1,000 people to get in a barely air-conditioned room, and then I'm going to try to make them expel fluids from their mouth consistently for 80 minutes. Yeah. The funnier you are, the deadlier you are. It is a bad year for stand-up comedy.
And that's the week that was with No Neck and Maz.
Weekdays from 6 on your smart speaker or the Hit app.
I'm just going to wring my neck when he hears this. This is Hit.